I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Listen up, gang. If you're 18 or over, a U.S. citizen or permanent resident of the United States, and not an employee of the United States Mint or the Department of the Treasury, you are eligible to enter the United States Mint's contest to design a new silver dollar. Now, normally, United States coins are designed by employees of the Mint, like the chief engraver. Sometimes the Mint asks a specific artist or sculptor to design a coin, but this time around, the competition is wide open. Here's what happened. The United States Congress created the World War I Centennial Commission to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the war. One part of the program is the minting of a World War I commemorative silver dollar. And here's the good part. Rather than pick a specific artist to design the coin, they decided to let anyone enter who wants to. They turned it into a contest. The contest is divided into two parts. Phase 1 begins the last day of February and ends April 28. Anytime between these two dates, you must submit 3 to 5 samples of your work. A committee consisting of the Secretary of the Treasury and a 6-member panel will evaluate all the entries. 3 panel members will be selected by the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee, and the other 3 will be selected by the Commission of Fine Arts. After they've evaluated all the entries, they'll choose a maximum of 20 finalists. Those finalists will be notified by May 31 that they're still in the running. If you're one of the finalists, you'll be paid $1,000 and you'll move on to Phase 2. For Phase 2, all finalists are required to submit plaster models of their World War I silver dollar design. The ultimate winner will be announced next January. If your design is the one chosen, you'll be awarded $10,000. The Mint plans on making up to 350,000 of these silver dollars, and the winner's initials will be on each coin. Is that cool or what? Here are some of the rules for the design. First, the design of the coin has to be your own. It has to relate to World War I. Maybe a metal combat helmet or an early military tank, a victory garden or General Pershing or maybe a Red Cross theme. You'll have to come up with something really good here. You can't use the name or image of any living human being, and no logos, trademarks, or emblems identifying any private or commercial organizations. As for the basic specifics, your coin has to have all the stuff that's on all of our coins. That is, the front of the coin has to include these 3 things: the word Liberty, the motto In God We Trust, and the year, which will be 2018. The back of the coin also has to have 3 things: the words United States of America, the words E Pluribus Unum, and $1. Now, the $1 part can be spelled out, or you can use the digit 1 and a dollar sign. After that, you're on your own. You may include additional inscriptions, like something relating to World War I. Now, as you'd suspect about the United States government, the rules for the contest go into a lot more detail than I've covered here. If you want to get deeper into this thing, go to usmint.gov. You'll see a link front and center to take you to everything you'll need to know to enter the contest. Best of luck. Thanks for listening. And for more free articles about all things metal detecting and a spiffy ad for my book, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.